I'm Dan Klefstad. Today, Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker will present his budget framework for next year, finally revealing how he plans to address the state's massive deficit. Pritzker is still grappling with the consequences of his failed bid to implement a graduated income tax in Illinois. Hannah Meisel has more.
When voters in November rejected Pritzker's signature graduated income tax, the governor said there would have to be, quote, painful cuts to the state budget. Those campaigning for the constitutional amendment had also warned the alternative would be an across-the-board income tax hike. But instead of either of those options, Pritzker has revised his dire outlook and says the state's budget is in better shape than he thought, albeit still $3 billion in the red. The governor wants to keep spending mostly flat next year and do it all with no tax increase, instead finding nearly $1 billion in unspecified corporate tax loopholes. House Majority Leader Greg Harris, a chief Democratic budget negotiator, says he'd rather see that instead of a tax hike in the middle of a pandemic and recession.
For me, if we can close corporate tax loopholes as opposed to going back to average families, for more revenue, I'd love to do that.
But pressure from business groups making the case that tax incentives are necessary to grow Illinois' economy post-COVID could complicate Pritzker's budget plans. I'm Hannah Meisel.
Illinois lawmakers heard from advocates for criminal sentencing reform, who say it's important to acknowledge a defendant's whole life when deciding on a punishment, including their traumatic experiences. Cognitive therapy services can provide an alternative to incarceration. Kim Miller of the Alliance for Safety and Justice says many people who are survivors of trauma, especially gun violence, suffer moral injuries that can manifest as violence or criminal behavior when help is not provided.
While we are better at acknowledging moral injury for individuals who serve our country in war, we rarely talk about moral injury and the devastating impact it can have on survivors of crime.
Miller says a criminal justice system focused on incarceration only reinforces low self-esteem by many caught up in the system for relatively minor crimes, especially young offenders. Last month, state lawmakers passed an omnibus criminal justice reform bill, which acknowledges that the human brain is not fully developed until the mid-20s. Governor Pritzker issued a statewide disaster proclamation in response to this week's winter storm. It blanketed the state with life-threatening wind chills, power outages, and accumulating snow. I'm Dan Klefstad.
And I'm Leah Lerner. An Illinois State Police trooper had to be taken to the hospital yesterday morning after a car crash along I-57 in Jefferson County, where he was helping a stranded driver. Investigators say the crash happened just after 9 a.m. in the southbound lanes of I-57 near milepost 87, that's south of Mount Vernon. The trooper had parked his SUV with emergency lights activated to guide traffic into the right lane while he helped the stranded driver in the median. The SUV was hit from behind by a 2006 Toyota Tundra. The driver, 54-year-old Chuang Nguyen, and his passenger, 49-year-old Kim Tran, are both from Milledgeville, Georgia. Neither was injured. The trooper, who was in the SUV at the time of the crash, was taken to a local hospital with what police say are non-life-threatening injuries. One round of wintry weather may be done, but we're not out of the woods when it comes to snow and cold.
We're expecting another surge to come in probably late afternoon on Wednesday and continue through the night and then start moving off late Wednesday night.
National Weather Service meteorologist Christine Welgus says this next round will be heavier south of the Ohio River, but could still bring at least a few more inches of snow to the area.
Subtle differences in where specific bands of snow may set up can make a significant difference on how much exactly people are going to get.
Welgus says there is warmer weather coming as the Arctic through trough that's covering the region lifts northward again at the start of next week. In addition to the heavy snow, temperatures are dangerously cold. There are multiple warming centers throughout the region. You can find out more details and locations on those on our website. Good morning. I'm Leah Lerner.